Welcome to the Expert Network Team podcast,
where our goal is to inform and educate our listeners on matters related to finance, legal, insurance, accounting, and other interests that are of personal and business nature.
We hope you will find our content useful as well as entertaining.
The Expert Network Team consists of Carl Frank of ANI Financial, Mike Miller of Miller and Associates CPAs, Jeff Cromendike of Security First Insurance Agency, and I'm Nathan Merrill. I'm an attorney at Goodspeed and Merrill.
Together, our independent team combines our expertise to provide you insights and solutions, some straightforward, some profound, for real-life opportunities we see on a daily basis. We hope you enjoy the information contained in today's podcast and find it useful. If you'd like to learn more or desire to meet with any of the Expert Network team members in person, you can contact us at info@expertnetworkteam.com. That's info@expertnetworkteam.com.
We encourage you to take advantage of a free consultation with any of our team members. Just mention this podcast when you schedule your appointment.
Now on to today's podcast.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Carl Frank with ANI Financial Services, and with me today I've got the expert team of Jeff Cromendike with One Digital. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good, Carl. Thanks for having me again today.
I'm so glad.
It's good to see you guys.
We're more expert with you here.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, we'll see. I think I bring the average down, but
the expertise level is up incredibly. And Nathan Merrill. Nate, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Goodspeed and Merrill founding partner. It's going to be a fun day today. We're going to talk about never stop learning. We're going to talk about how, you know, maybe we learned some stuff when we went to school and we paid somebody to teach us, but the most important things we've learned being business owners happened after we started the business, and what we continue to do today to increase our knowledge going forward. And I'm just really excited to pique these guys' minds that, you know, we come at this with a diverse mindset. All of us have a different set of things that we've been reading and approaching this problem with, and I, you know, it can go any direction, guys. We can go any direction you want today. You know, often our conversations veer off of the business, but I think that everything that we talk about always relates back to the business. So
yeah, and if I could just, I'll start it out with a little bit of framing of this, since this was in part partially my idea to talk about this. I recently finished a book. It was a very long book about Thomas Jefferson, who has always been someone I found fascinating and inspiring at the same time. But and John Adams at some level echoes this same sentiment. Is these are people who were very well versed in history as it existed as of their day, very well read, and that knowledge and that wisdom that they accumulated in their reading eventually found its way into our Constitution, which kind of. There's the rest of the story in that, which we won't get into.
Well,
but
that's for sure.
They didn't stop there. Like Thomas Jefferson was, what do they call it, a bibliophile? Like he just read and read and read and read. He was constantly reading. You know, arguably up until the day he died, his library, when the Library of Congress burned down, he donated his library to become the new Library of Congress, and that's how extensive his collection was. But these are folks that I use as a personal example. It's like you can conceive that they could have said, well, I've been the President of the United States. I don't need to learn anymore. I've done my thing, right? But neither of them ever stopped. And so,
kick it on the golf course?
No, there wasn't much of that back then. Yeah,
that's inspiring, isn't it? I mean, they just never quit.
And so, yeah, then I just take that history and translate it into myself. It's like, well, if they didn't, why would I ever think that I'm at the point where I could stop, where it's legitimate that I could say I'm ever done? Because I haven't, last time I checked, done anything as nearly consequential.
Seriously.
As what they have done. So, right. I just use that as a benchmark. I know it's a high benchmark.
It's a pretty high benchmark.
Yeah.
Right, might as well set your bar for the best.
Yeah, no doubt. It seems to me that I just think, and I'll speak for myself, I just wonder about the capacity of one's mind to be able to learn well into their 60s, 70s, 80s. I don't know how long these men lived, but just even taking a modern-day person who's got a lifespan into their 80s typically, I mean, are we able to retain, or does that vary? I would imagine from person to person. or are we, you know, losing as much as we're intaking? What's been your experience? I guess I'm looking at you, Nate, primarily because Carl and I both know that you've got probably a couple books cracked at any given time. But Carl, I'd love your weigh in on this as well. I mean, what do you find in that perspective with regards to continuing to take information in and actually being able to actually apply it, retain it, and then apply it?
And that's a very good question. I think it needs to be broken down to two things. But first, as a kind of a initial comment, is our brain is just like any other part of our body. If it doesn't get used, it atrophies.
Yeah.
So to your point of how late into our life can we conceive of that we can be learning and growing, that it's going to be part a product of how we treat that muscle throughout our lives. You know, I know the perfect specimen of human perfection in terms of physical development.
Oh my!
Because I spend zero time on my body. I can, if I wait to actually start working on my physical fitness until I'm 80 years old and 100 pounds overweight, it's not going to do much. Same right. thing with our brain. I think if we wait until we're too late in life mm-hmm. to say, "Hey, right. I'd like to pursue all these things," it's going to be a challenge for us. But I know some people who are 96 years old and vibrant and learning and growing and contributing in their, and you look at Queen Elizabeth, who just recently passed. She was maybe not vibrant and contributing, but she was certainly.
She was important.
Yeah, she was mm-hmm. important, and she was participating in that. So how far, how deep into our lives we get with the capacity to actually acquire knowledge and retain it and apply it, I think depends on what we do now.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Which is an important thing to consider. Now, as to the type of learning we do, I think some of what we're going to talk about, there's professional stuff. There's the things I need to do to stay abreast of the changes in tax law and that sort of stuff. But then there's, and whether this is related or unrelated or you can view them as completely separate, then there's the other side of the coin, which is either reading for pleasure or reading history or reading self-help, which may not be professionally directly related to what I do, but the mere act of exercising the muscle that way makes it so that the muscle works better. And then there's so many things we can learn in the process of reading, especially things like history or, you know, political analysis of our modern society that just help us understand the world around us better, which is helpful. But
well, Jeff, I love your question, and Nate, I'll just pipe in and say, you know, some of the most successful people I know are elderly, 80 years or older, who are still reading, who are still active, right? You got to keep the mind active, you got to keep the body active, and they're brilliant. And they've got perspective, right? It's mm-hmm. more than just, bell bottoms are back in fashion, right? I mean, it's decades beyond that in a perspective that you just can't get any other way. And so keeping your mind active is super important. And I think from a business owner standpoint, it's exceptionally important because we've got to keep our teams going. We've got to keep, mm-hmm. you know, we've got to keep them focused and growing and in ways that keep our business growing. And the more we know, the more confident we can feel sitting in a room and being able to handle these really crazy questions that a diverse set of employees and clients are going to ask you, right? I mean, it just helps you with your business to have a little bit of knowledge.
And we talked a little bit about this a couple of podcasts back, Carl, where we talked about the type of information you take in can affect your anxiety or emotional state.
That was a great podcast, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And along the lines of learning, kind of shifting those gears towards learning, it is a different investment of energy and time to read a book or listen to a book, which I think you should engage in the activity however it feeds your brain the best. I'm an audio learner, tend to be, so I tend to read all my books by listening to them. But other people can flip through a book faster than they could ever listen to it. So
and you also have the patience to have a really long commute. So you've right. got a great opportunity every day to read.
But
I've seen him driving down I-25 reading a book before.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he's quite talented.
It was probably just me answering emails.
What else would you be doing behind the wheel of a car?
Well, what I'm about to talk about is the social media side. So it's a very different investment of energy and time to read a book than it is for people to flip through social meds, right? And so it is, whether people need to be honest with themselves here. How much time are you wasting flipping through social media that you could be investing and committing to a book or learning something? Because
there's a
trade-off there, and that mindless, mind-numbing process of social media. I'm not a big proponent of this, if you can't tell. It's a waste of time. You shouldn't do it. But losing yourself in a book is so much better for you emotionally and intellectually. Lose the Twitter account. Lose the social media accounts.
One of the things that we've got here is a business book library, you know, in our office.
That's a great idea.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you've just got books that you like, and they're in the...
So I'm going to change gears here a little bit on us and move this to another side of the lifetime learning, because, you know, the books and the reading, that's more like self-directed stuff. That's you deciding on what information you're going to take in. I want to move and talk a little bit about coaching and whatever that is, whatever that means. Maybe you guys can talk about your perspective on what coaching is, and if you've done it, kind of how you've benefited from it.
Yeah, I benefited from coaching personally dramatically over 10 years ago. I hired a coach. We were growing and struggling and needed a lot of help. And I think, like a lot of business owners, just thought, you know, I know what I know. How come these other people beside me can't do it like I can do it? They should know what I know. I've taught them. They should know everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of business owners suffer like that. The coach helped me realize, no, they've got a whole set of strengths that are completely different from yours, Carl. You ought to, you know, approach it this way and do that and build a team around you to compensate for your strengths. And so coaching is a huge asset. We've even hired coaches and made them available to our team. And the people who've taken advantage of that have done the best on our team. So we're a big believer in coaching. It's a great complement to reading for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the shift in gears a little bit to coaching specifically as it relates to how we learn and just the encouragement to continue to learn. I've always enjoyed the interpersonal interaction with another individual that has some information to pass down to me. You can interact with a book, but you know, it is what
it's not
it
quite
is.
The same, right?
Right. So,
book doesn't talk back.
Yeah. Right.
And if it does, you need to see someone about that.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I really like the camaraderie that coaching brings. There's certainly a good coach is gonna be encouraging, but they're also gonna be truthful and really bring a level of accountability that, you know, maybe a book will encourage you to go do, but it's not going to...
A book will give you the knowledge, but won't hold you to actually implementation of it.
Right.
Accountability.
Right. Yeah.
Huge benefit to coaching.
Yeah, totally. I really, really love that. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan. I've had a personal or a professional coach for the last 10 years or so and meet regularly twice a month. And It also allows me to kind of direct the pathway, right? I don't always know where a book is going to take me, but depending on what's hot and what's going on right now, a coach can specifically speak to that. And Nate, I think you were mentioning just really help lead the way, not like tell you what to do necessarily, but it's more like a guide, yeah.
Right. You're not signing up with a coach to teach you something specific. You're signing up with a coach to have someone who hears what you say and helps you apply that, like say, keep you accountable. You're still the master of your destiny. You're not hiring a coach to do your business, do your job for you. Sometimes I think we get caught in the mindset if we're hiring someone to teach us something, they're going to teach us what they know. Whereas I think a good coach or a properly developed coaching relationship is helping you teach yourself, helping you take what you know and put it in practice.
Yep, that's right. They're not going to sit there and do it for you, and nor should they.
Right.
A lot of wisdom in there. Great value.
And you know, one last thought on the coaching thing. I think it's important, especially for business owners, you know, the rugged individualism of business owners to say, no, I got this. I can do this myself. I don't need someone to help me that way. There's an element of putting your pride aside to engaging with a coach, and not that they know better than you, but that you're going to open the kimono a little bit and let them into your situation and have them be your sounding board, your guide, your mentor or trainer, whatever you want to call it, have them help you, that you're willing to open yourself up for help.
Yeah, they're going to bring a perspective that, quite frankly, we just can't even grasp because, you know, as we've always said, you know, we're in the woods staring at the tree. And
there's something in my way.
Yeah, and they're 30,000 feet above us. They can see the way out.
6 inches to the right, and you'll be good.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly right. And so, yeah, I mean, just closing thoughts on this whole lifetime learning bit is that there's opportunity for us well into our lives, well into our careers, well into where we think we know everything, to both engage in self-directed learning, constant learning, as well as guided vision into our lives through coaching. So I think those were just two significant elements of things I wanted to hit. Any other closing thoughts, you two?
There are answers for people who like to read and people who don't.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll go on record. I didn't grow up loving to read. I'm reading a lot more now. And like you said, Nate, you use it or you lose it, right? And you don't just wake up at age, you know, 75 and decide I'm going to start reading, right?
Yeah, so that would not be good.
It's good to start now. Start early, do it often, and I think it'll carry us.
Like you say,
well,
find your passion. Find what it is that gets you into it, and
just do it.
It'll grow. It'll grow just like anything else.
Very good.
Start with the burpees, and next thing you know, you're doing something else, something crazy. Ooh, with the
burpees are pretty painful.
Ugh, the worst. Anyway, make it a beautiful day.
Create a beautiful day.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed the information we shared.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to share it with someone else and join us next time.
If you want to meet with a member of the team, please contact us at info@expertnetworkteam.com. That's info@expertnetworkteam.com.
If you have special topics you'd like to hear about, please reach out to us and let us know at the same email address. Again, that's info@expertnetworkteam.com. Thank you for joining us and have a great day. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We want to remind you that listening to this podcast does not establish a client-professional relationship with any of the firms represented, nor does it constitute legal, investment, or accounting advice, and the views are those of the professionals only.
Investment advisory services may be provided through ANI Financial Services, and securities may be provided through Genios Wealth Management.